We got a lot of American Christians say they know God, they love God. I have a question. If you love God, why have you not come out of the world as He's commanded you to? If you love God, why have you not tested every church system way you practice to see that it's far from the truth of God? If you love God, have you lost your life to serve Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth? You can't walk through the world and think you're going to find eternal life living like the culture Satan's created. All that's of the flesh, pride, lust of the eyes, worldliness, carnality, pride and vanity, it's all going to burn away on judgment day, neighbor. We don't want it to be burned away by you on you. We want you to turn and repent. We want you to be born again. We want you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Turn, repent, and seek the kingdom of God. Holiness is the sign of God's people. They walk in the ways and truth of God. Pastors and priests are not telling you the truth, neighbor. The reason they don't tell you the truth is because they're filling up their buildings. They're filling up their buildings. They've made a profession out of being a pastor. They're trying to fill up pews. They're trying to sell their product. They've changed the gospel. They've made the gospel of no effect. A gospel that doesn't call you out of the world is of no effect to salvation. Have you been transformed? Have you been made new? Have you lost your life? What's the fruit? I'm going up to the corner right here. Yeah. What's the fruit that you follow and know Jesus Christ in salvation? Not just a head knowledge. Even the demons believe and tremble, neighbors. Not just a head knowledge. What's the fruit? Do you know God's word enough to know that you're in danger? Do you know God's word enough to know that there's a wrath that's coming? Did you know God's word enough to know He calls you out of the world into spirit and truth? What is truth, neighbor? Truth is what's taught in the Word of God. Truth is that which separates you from the culture. Truth. Test yourself, ma'am. Come out of the world and the churches. Wrath is coming. Judgment is coming. Truth leads you to holiness, righteousness, and goodness, neighbors. But if you live for the world, you're not in the truth. If you live for every false way, if you live for your flesh, Romans 8:8, you can't please God in the flesh, neighbor. Jesus said in the Holy Scriptures, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." Are you following Jesus today to eternal life? Are you following the world this day? If you're here at the art fair, you're following the world. All of this art is going to burn away. All of this is corrupt. It's going to fade away. None of it's going to last, neighbor. None of it's going to last. You've got to turn away from your flesh and your sin. You got to turn away from the false Jesus that the American church system has created. You got to turn away from pride and vanity that's an abomination to God. What's an abomination to God? We'll talk about that in just a little while as we go through and we're preaching the concepts of God. We're teaching sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 4, sound doctrine by which you are saved. That means you know the truth.
Everybody over there, man. Don't be in the kids area, dude. Because Jesus and God don't need you to be around these kids like this.
I just move all over. I go all over the place.
I know, but you shouldn't be around the family area, dude.
God is... Jesus said, let the little children come unto Him. That's why we're here. We're preaching all over. We're preaching all over, sir. Go on your way if you don't like it. Public park, preaching the gospel. Warning our neighbors about the wrath that's coming. It's loving to tell the truth. It's loving to tell you that unless you lose your life, neighbor, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Have you lost your life completely? Judgment day, there'll be no mockers, I promise you. Just a fiery judgment against the enemies of God. Take one, sir. Test yourself. Come out of the world. Come out of the world. Come out of the churches. They're not telling you the truth, neighbors.
I already got one.
Lose your life to follow Jesus Christ. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. Holy is the Lamb of God, worthy to be praised and lifted up this day. Jesus is going to come back. The clouds are going to part. He's going to come back as the fiery lion of Judah. He's not the baby in the manger. He's not the baby in the manger any longer. He's coming back in judgment. Sir, you dropped something. He's coming back in fiery judgment to separate the sheep from the goats. Most everybody in America and the American church systems are the goats of the world. But Christ is coming to separate sheep from the goats. You want to be a sheep of God for sure. How do you do that? You lose your life. You repent. You come out of every false way. You study the scriptures to be approved of God. There's no accepting Jesus. No Bible verse says accept Jesus. The Bible says repent and obey him and seek him in righteousness. Do you know the path to eternal life? It's a narrow one. Christ shed his blood to make a broad, a narrow way, but the broad road is Satan's way. The pastors have confused the narrow road with the broad road. Broad is the road that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Few there be that find it, neighbor. Open the Holy Scriptures. Test yourself to see that judgment and wrath is coming.
God bless you, my friend.
Test yourself, sir. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. The culture's lying. The churches are lying. You got to come out of the world. You got to come out of the churches. We must worship Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. Amen. So many American Christians telling me they know him, but yet they don't live in truth. They're following pagan holidays. Easter's coming. It's a pagan holiday. Sure. Good Friday's, it's a lie. He never even died on Friday. He died on Wednesday. They're saying the pastors and priests tell you you could be of the world and of Jesus Christ. You can't find one Bible verse that tells you that.
No, you're right.
So test yourself. We have a website. We labor and work and support ourselves. We travel full time. We go to events. We stand outside churches. If you know Christ, if you really know what he did for you, beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised, and you believe he was God, then you take that to your mental ascent and you turn to faith in him, by faith in him, and you say, Lord, change me. And repentance, you get a new heart. When your heart's changed, I used to be a worldly drunk. I used to be an artist. Worldly drunk and a fighter. You know what happened to me when I was changed by the power of God? All that went away.
Sure.
It's like when you get married, all the other women go away. It's your wife.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, you're in big trouble.
You're right.
So you have false idols. So the American church system and people in America have a lot of false idols. You know who the God of America really is? Satan really is the God of America.
Sure.
He's disguised himself in entertainment, sports, politics. Look at this fiasco with the politics going on. He disguises himself in sports, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity, and all these are an abomination to God.
The Bible says he hates the Nicolaitans.
He does.
That's Nicolaitans.
And we don't know. I don't know about that. We don't know much about the Nicolaitans, but Jesus calls out sin. I encourage you to test yourself. Our website would help you.
God bless
you. Go deep into scriptures.
Okay. Have a good day.
Love you, neighbor. That's why we stand out here. The man came up. A lot of mockers, the people running this park telling us to leave, the police telling us you're fine, you're peaceful, you're legal. A couple people already have come up and thanked us. Sister Armin's had great talks. Brother Koo has had a long talk, a couple of long talks. That's why we do it. Preaching Christ, the only way to eternal life.